Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In my view, the president has presented us with three choices. Smoke and mirrors, tax hikes, or default. Republicans choose none of the above. I had hoped to do good, but I refuse to do harm. So Republicans will choose a path that actually reflects the will of the people, which is to do the responsible thing and ensure that the government doesn't default on its obligations.
There's Senator Mitch McConnell, who has authored a new proposal which would give President Obama the authority to raise the debt ceiling. And that's where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits through the course of the weekend. On the weekend, the idea is to bring you up to date, up to speed, if you didn't know, some of the attitude, some of the information, some of the overview from Talk Radio and Talk Television about an important issue of the day. Here from Fox, Brett Baier talks to Speaker John Boehner about what McConnell said.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell put forward what he said was a last-ditch proposal. How do you view that proposal?
Listen, I understand Mitch's frustration, because we're all frustrated by where we are. And Mitch, I think, pointed out, his idea is if we can't get there, none of us believe that we ought to default on the full faith and credit of the United States government. And so I think that idea, and there are other ideas out there, in terms of backup plans in case we can't come to an agreement.
Doesn't that undercut you?
Oh, not at all. I think everybody believes there needs to be a backup plan if we are unable to come to an agreement. And frankly, I think Mitch has done good work.
Well, Senator Reid said he's open to Senator McConnell's plan. So if the White House says, or the president says, you know what, I like Senator McConnell's plan, and you can't get it through the House, isn't that isolating House Republicans?
Well, again, this is a backup plan. We all hope and believe that we've got to deal with this as responsible Americans. Listen, we've got a problem, a current spending problem and a debt problem. And I believe that, and I think Mr. Cantor, my majority leader, I do believe that Mitch McConnell and John Kyle all share the same view, that we need the biggest spending cuts possible and making sure that there are no tax increases on the table.
Why haven't House Republicans moved forward their own plan?
We have a number of our members who just don't believe that they should ever vote to increase the debt ceiling.
So how are you going to get anything through?
I think it's pretty clear that there's one option, our members are talking about, and that is, and I brought it up with the president today, and that is linking the increase in the debt ceiling to real enforcement mechanisms, real budget mechanisms, one of them being a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. Most Americans believe that Washington's budget ought to be balanced every year. There's been a big effort to get a balanced budget amendment passed. And I think it's one of those ideas where that if you could get two-thirds of the House or two-thirds of the Senate to support a balanced budget amendment, it would certainly ease the way for the kind of spending cuts we would get now.
But is there a mechanism that you can link to something big like that down the road and trust that it's going to actually happen? I mean, people, lawmakers have been pointing to Ronald Reagan and his deal back in the 80s. Didn't turn out that way.
Well, this increase in the debt ceiling would not go to the president until a balanced budget amendment had been sent to the states. That means it have to pass the House by two-thirds and the Senate by two-thirds.
800-510-8255. The situation here, this is sort of a surprise move. Mitch McConnell proposing what is said to be a last choice option. That's posturing and BS. Anyway, the proposal requires special legislation to be adopted, gives the president expedited procedures to increase the debt limit by $2.4 trillion. And that would require a submission of a plan to reduce spending by a greater amount than that. No requirement that Congress actually pass the cuts. So that means it's all bunkum, right? It's all posturing. It's all BS. It's all the usual garbage that comes out of these people. On and on and on it goes. And where it stops, nobody knows. The old expression. Here's radio host Doc Thompson talking to Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, who thinks that he has a plan now, has another plan to solve the problem.
I think we have the answer on what's going on in Capitol Hill today, and I think it's one that you support as well, the cut, cap, and balance. Are you all about that?
We sure are. It's a plan we come up with a while back, and it's a plan that makes common sense. You know, the American people understand, look, cut spending, cap it as a percentage of GDP going forward, bring it back down to its more historic norms of 18 to 20% of gross domestic product, and then to use this opportunity for the first time in American history to actually pass a balanced budget amendment through the House and the Senate and send it out to the states. And Doc, can you imagine if we actually got that done out to the states, first time in 235 years of this country where we could pass that, get it to the states for ratification, I believe it would be ratified with the Tea Party and the conservative folks around this country saying it's now the time to do what everyone else has to do, only spend what you take in. So, again, we think it's a plan that's right on target, and it gains momentum each and every day.
What I love about this, Congressman, is that it isn't a left-right issue. You're not saying within this cut, cap, and pledge, we've got to build up military spending and cut entitlements or vice versa. We're not having any of those arguments. It is all Americans recognizing that fiscal responsibility personally and as a country is you cannot and should not spend more than you take in.
Yeah, it's real simple. Think about this. Every family has to live within a budget. Every small business has to live within a budget. Every municipality, every township government, every county government, every state except one. So 49 to 50 states have to live. The only entity that doesn't have to live within a balanced budget requirement is the entity that, oh, by the way, has a $14 trillion debt. So maybe it makes sense to actually put this in place. If you go back and look at what the founders wrote, Jefferson talked about having this. He said no generation should send to the next generation their bills. You should pay everything off in your – so that's what a balanced budget amendment requires. It says we got to pay this off. We got to deal with it year by year, and we got to – our generation can't send the bills to the next – and to our kids and our grandkids.
800-510-8255. The McConnell proposal has actually two political advantages for the Republicans. It forces the president to lay out his proposed spending cuts in writing, which has been a long demand, and it absolves Republicans of responsibility for sending the nation into its first ever default by the 2nd of August. So what say you on this? We'll start taking a few calls, a little more info on the budget and the debt ceiling, which seems to be the number one issue again this week on the Countdown, 14 past the hour.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss this great Iams deal only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through July 24th.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
800-510-8255. Here's radio host Bill DeMay speaking to Democratic political consultant Perry Woods about cutting subsidies and raising the debt limit.
If you're going to go after the corporation that buys the Learjet, and you can't have the subsidy for buying the Learjet, that's going to affect sales of Learjets.
Of course.
It's going to affect the blue-collar guy down in the small town in some city somewhere far away, and we're going to pay him unemployment.
But, Bill, what's going to be the consequences is if we default on our debt, and then all of a sudden our interest rates go through the roof because no one's going to buy our bonds in the future, and we create more economic uncertainty, which is going to cost even more jobs. Listen, we can have a fight over the budget, but it is wrong to hold the debt limit hostage when you're playing, you're basically playing Russian roulette with our national security. You know, one of the biggest instruments.
Well, tell the president to stop doing that.
The president's not doing it.
He isn't doing it. He isn't budging. He's not budging.
I guess you just didn't listen to the news. Listen.
He wants tax increases. Republicans don't. It comes down to a principle. Republicans say if you increase taxes.
Ben Bernanke, who, by the way, George Bush appointed and was approved by the Republican Senate, said it is wrong and a mistake to put a linkage between the budget negotiations and the debt ceiling. I'm saying those are two different things.
Ben Bernanke, that guy who's done such a fabulous job with the economy, this is the guy you're throwing up? Look at this terrible economy and the brain trust behind the Obama and his administration. Even Christine Romer was out the other day saying the economy sucks. You don't
and
make it.
And the economy's gotten worse for the past 3 months that we've made the debt limit. Yeah, but we've been flirting with default on our debt.
Let's have a fight on the budget.
Have a fight on the budget, Bill. That's fine.
I'm waiting for one. It's been how many months since the Democrats?
Let's not make it about the debt ceiling.
Yeah,
flirting. You know, it's sort of like going up to your banker, punching him in the face, and saying, "Hey, I need another loan." Or, you know, we need not flirt with that. Have the fight over the budget, but to make it around this debt ceiling is playing Russian roulette with our national security.
I'll tell the president to stop it.
800-510-8255. Mark in Kentucky, what do you think about all of this back and forth? Mitch McConnell is your guy.
Yes, I'm concerned about it, but I believe we might be sadly mistaken. You could have your listeners Google search the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, and once this is announced, it will erase our national debt.
Now, who's the author of that?
Well, it was signed into law by President Clinton in the year 2000, if I'm not mistaken, and this will alleviate the debt. All you need to do is have your listeners Google search.
How do you do that? How do you just say?
Punch in NES.
No. How do you get rid of the debt? How do you just say it's all gone?
These are funds and trust funds in estates that have been set up on behalf of the American people.
By whom?
Many of them. There are 148,000 different estates that have been set up on, and some of these estates go back hundreds of years.
Estates? What do you mean?
And trust. And these monies double every 7 years. Some of them go back hundreds of years. Some of them have been set up for the past 20 and 30 years.
So we need to do a little bit more work on that because it doesn't. Does anybody else know anything about it? Give me a buzz. 800-510-8255. So we'll all be informed about that. 21 after the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I think that's one of those conspiratorial things, a George Norrie type of thing. God love them and God bless all of you that think that will work. The discussion, if you're just joining us, about the budget, bringing people back around to thinking about how we fix it. How do you just cancel the debt, states that I don't really understand all of that, because actually I've never heard that before. Doing a little quick research on it now. Meanwhile, we'll move ahead to a discussion as we continue our focus on the debt ceiling to host Brian Thomas, talking here to Congressman Jeff Davis, another Kentuckian, about the most significant impasse currently in all these talks.
What seems to be the biggest impasse here is that the Republicans, and John Boehner has articulated this, do not have the votes if whatever package is, you know, agreed on by committee or whatever includes tax hikes. The Republicans won't vote for it because they, of course, ran against no new taxes and don't want to get into President Bush's position, the read my lips issue. I mean, am I accurate on that?
I think you're very accurate. The reality is that we don't have a revenue problem in Washington, D.C. We have a spending problem.
Without question.
And, you know, in a sense, this is kind of like the salesman who comes and pours a vacuum cleaner salesman who pours a bucket of dirt on your living room floor and then says he'll vacuum it up and clean it for you. And the $4 trillion in debt increase that we have seen just in this current administration, and not counting the debt increase from the Bush administration,
right,
particularly with the bank bailout, to say that he has to have taxes before attacking what everybody knows is the 900-pound gorilla of entitlement spending, the mandatory spending that's 51% of our budget, I think is, disingenuous. But I didn't grow up with a dad. I met him when I was 24, so I'm glad after that speech yesterday that I know that Barack Obama can say he's my dad and tell me to eat my peas. I mean, this is ridiculous. We need to cut the spending. We do not need to increase taxes.
Well, it's the paternalism is just evident, and that seems to be the leftist ideology. I mean, I read that quote from Stephen Chu earlier. He just wants to take away a stupid choice the American public has in getting rid of incandescent bulbs. That is paternalism 101, and it disgusts me when it comes from government. But the broader problem here, and let me ask you this, because we just had a caller who said, we should not increase the debt ceiling at all. Why would anyone entertain it? And he accused of Boehner selling us down the river by even talking about a debt ceiling increase. Congressman Davis, what would happen if Congress and the D.C., the federal government, was forced to live within the current dollars taken in reality? What would happen to America tomorrow or the day the debt ceiling was not increased?
Well, the harsh reality of this, not unlike a family or a business that massively overstretches its credit, without a workout plan, is its almost instant liquidation. For senior citizens, for Medicare and Social Security, the potential is there for very deep and permanent cuts until this issue is addressed. And that was why the suggestion that had been made originally with the budget that we passed in April that protected the social safety net, work us out of this debt, and manage this issue not unlike a line of credit, working out of a reorganization in a business or a family in trouble, cut the credit cards up, et cetera, and function on a budget. That was what the speaker put forward. And creating a tax increase situation will simply be a job killer in an already down economy. And the speaker was right to want to do that. But the bottom line is that if we get into gimmicky economics, and this is all posturing for the presidential election, we're not going to support the debt limit increase that the president is asking for. I don't believe that'll happen under any circumstances.
Yeah, they both sides have deeply entrenched positions. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania proposing legislation requiring the administration to come up with a contingency plan to prioritize payments to avoid default after August 2nd. The Treasury Secretary has proposed invoking an obscure clause of Article 14 of the Constitution to give the president unilateral authority to raise the debt limit. How do you like that idea? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, lots of strange and interesting conversations continue to take place. Up next, the presidential race in the focus here on the Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon. Make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoes.com. www.HardShoes.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
And through the course of the week, a couple of hours a day, we review the presidential race. For those of you who are listening on the radio and you only get an hour or two for whatever the reason, go to DougStefan.com at the end of every program, the hours of that day and the hours of the previous day. And the archival hours are there for you to download and use anytime you would like. The presidential race now in the focus for the next few minutes. We talk about some of the input from talk radio and talk television in that specific front. So we go to Bill O'Reilly now, who has Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann on his program discussing the debt ceiling.
I believe Secretary Geithner when he says it'll be catastrophic for America if the debt ceiling is not raised. What say you?
Well, of course, it's not true that anyone wants to see the United States government default on its debt, and we don't have to, because the fact is we have sufficient revenue coming in to pay off the interest on the debt. We don't have to default. We have a great bill that's being put forward by Steve King of Iowa. It would combine paying off the interest on the debt first with paying the salaries for our brave men and women in the military. We deal with the must-haves like Social Security and Medicare, and then it's tough love. I agree. It would be very sacrificial, but the one thing that we can't do, Bill, is add another $2.4 trillion to the debt.
Well, we know that.
That's
we know
huge
the spending
to add $2.4 trillion. We'll be right back where
nobody
we are next
wants,
year,
nobody
saying,
is saying
we've got to borrow again. We can't
nobody
do that.
Is saying that the cuts have to come. But look, are you saying Geithner's lying? Because Geithner's basically saying we're not going to meet some of our obligations to foreign investors who hold U.S. bonds and who get interest from those bonds. We're simply not going to meet those obligations. Now, Congressman, you, woman, you know when that happens, the foreign markets are going to go crazy. The dollar is going to plummet. Stocks are going to go crazy, down, 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 down. I don't think Geithner's lying about this.
Bill, we can pay off all of those obligations.
He says we can't.
We can do
that. Is he lying?
He's wrong.
So the Treasury Secretary is
lying.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Bill, because it's all you have to do is look at the books. We have sufficient revenue coming in. We can pay off all of those obligations first, and we must. We always have. We always will. Everyone needs to get their feathers down and not get ruffled because we can pay all these obligations. What we can't pay for are all these continued wasteful programs in Washington. You notice President Obama has no interest in cutting back on all these wasteful programs. He intends to fully keep this spending up. He has no intention
to cut $10 trillion out
That's way out into the future. What he wants to do, first of all, Bill, is hike taxes on small businesses like cement.
Well, we're opposed to that.
That's where I am today in Indian. Well, of course, but that's what he wants to do. His plan is we first raise another $1 trillion in taxes on small business, then maybe way into the future we do some spending cuts.
Why?
That's the wrong policy. We cut spending first. Last resort is you raise taxes.
I'm going to submit to you, Congressman, that you and me and Geithner and all that, we can't prove what we're saying in the sense of default. But your own party members,
you
like Boehner.
If you look at the government's
numbers. No. Boehner is willing. Your own leader in the House is willing to extend that debt ceiling. He is willing to do it, Congresswoman. Your own leadership will do it. McConnell will do it in the Senate, and Boehner will do it in the House. You are the renegade here. Those guys are saying we have to raise the debt limit. You know that.
Well, Bill, me and two-thirds of the American people, if not more,
well,
because the American people say
that?
Quite clearly,
if
they
you
don't
are right,
want.
If you are right, why isn't Boehner saying exactly what you're saying? Why not?
What I can tell you is what I'm hearing all over Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, wherever I go across the country. People are saying to me, Michelle, these politicians don't get it. We can't keep raising the debt ceiling. And that's why I'm adamant about it, because that's what reasonable, fair-minded Americans are saying, Bill. They're saying the politicians have to stop the spending.
All right. So Michelle Bachmann doesn't answer the question. However, she's right in that we cannot keep raising the debt ceiling, cannot keep spending the way we are, cannot keep giving money to people who are not entitled to it, cannot keep the entitlements going the way they have been, cannot keep giving foreign aid to countries that tell us to stick it in, you know, where we can't keep doing all the things that we've been doing. It is impossible. You can't do it. We can't do it. Raising taxes, as she and others have said, on businesses, large and small, kills the incentive to put more people to work. Why can't they see this? Because they are so damned entrenched in their own philosophy. Both sides are so stuck on this. So what do we do? Any suggestions? 800-510-8255. Let's listen in on radio program hosted by Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire. Here they focus on the problems that Ms. Bachmann is having. We're talking about the presidential race here. She signed a marriage vow pledge that is ridiculous, and so now there is a focus on what her husband is doing.
Michelle Bachmann, problematic enough, in my opinion, but she's got major league husband problems because that Christian counseling deal
they're trying to pray the gay out of you? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, and they've got video of them trying to do that, and that ain't going to fly.
Interesting.
That ain't going to fly. And by the way,
I mean, she signed that pledge from that guy in Iowa. And I mean, I'm semi-serious about it. They go through the whole thing about they think homosexuality is a choice. And
the same way heterosexuality is a choice.
Right.
You chose to be that way.
Homosexuality is abhorrent to God, and they're against polygamy and polyandry. I had to look that word up. You know what polyandry is?
Polyandry is one woman, many husbands.
Yes! You are correct.
I just happen to know that.
And they're against pornography. And then she has the thing at the end about Sharia law. We're against Sharia law. Well, basically, you've just agreed to Sharia law. All of those things that you just love.
Right, those are tenets of Sharia law, being intolerant of them. Yeah.
So I don't understand. I why did you sign the whole thing? Why are you against Sharia law? Sharia law wants to get rid of pornography, abhors homosexuality, is against polygamy. It does all of the things that you like.
But, of course, every time they dig deep into these Muslim extremists, you know, they all have stashes of porn like Osama bin Laden. Right? Bin Laden had how many wives?
Oh,
how
like,
many?
Like a million.
Okay.
He had like a ton of wives. Yeah.
So it's amazing. Beyond belief.
I mean, I could understand almost all of it. I could understand. I don't really agree with the thing, how they feel about homosexuality, but the pornography thing, forget it.
You haven't brought up the big part of this fun and games pledge that she and Rick Santorum signed. It's the slavery.
Oh, yeah.
It's the slavery clause in there, which made the case, and she signed it claiming now that she hadn't read it. There are those who say that even if she had read it, she would have signed it. that made the case that a black child growing up under slavery had a better chance of his parents being together than a kid born in the United States now. So bottom line is, family values better upheld under slavery than they are under Barack Obama.
Now, I read somewhere that the guy who came up with that pledge, he took that out. He took that part of it out.
Yeah, and he did it in a backhanded way, saying, you know, if anyone was offended by that assertion, then we're going to take it out.
All right, so back and forth, this stuff, who thinks and who doesn't think, all part of the discussion. We're focused on the presidential race. CNN's Candy Crowley talked to Rick Santorum about how he would handle the current debt talks, because we're seemingly blending the two big discussions together here.
If you were president of the United States right now, dealing with the debt limit issue, what concession would you make to Democrats to entice them into a package with major spending cuts?
I would be making the case that's not being made right now by this president, that we are in a severe crisis, and it's a crisis of spending. When you see spending at almost 50% more than what it normally is and since the Second World War, and you see taxes down only slightly, and the reason they're down slightly is simply because we're not creating jobs and our economy is slowing. So the problem isn't a tax problem. The problem is a spending problem. And so I guess I would say that the place where most people would be if we had a leader who was out telling the American public the truth as to what the nature of the problem is, we could get Democrats to go along with bigger spending cuts than they are now. We have a president who's in denial. He's in denial that we've got entitlements that are out of control, that we have spending that's dramatically increased, and we've got government that has grown too big.
But, you know, he's out there saying, I mean, he has been saying, or at least intimating, that, yes, we can put Medicare, we can look at Social Security. But the fact is, he's got to bring his Democrats with him. And when you look at what they are asking, for something on the revenue side. What would you do? Is there anything you would give up? Because while the polls, you know, show a number of things, they also show they want Washington to work.
Yeah.
And the only way Washington works, you know, you've been in the Senate, is compromise. So where would you compromise with Democrats?
My sense is I would be willing to do less spending cuts now in exchange for a balanced budget amendment in the future. I think that's really what we need is a backstop, and that's what I hope Republicans will stand firm on. You know, Candy, you've been around long enough to know that nothing gets done in Washington unless there is a crisis, unless their backs are to the wall. You know, no bill passes in the Senate hardly until Friday on the weekend, right?
So everyone wants to go home.
Everybody wants to go home. You have to have that wall. We need a wall in Washington, D.C. We need to have Democrats and Republicans have that wall in place 7-8 years down the line, which is what implementation ultimately would be on a balanced budget amendment. And then the whole dynamic in Washington changes. Then you have a dynamic that everybody's running for office knowing you got to get to balance. That's how Washington will change, not really before that.
All right, Keith, give us a quick overview of what you're thinking about the debts.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking real quick. Like what you do is, fraud, waste, abuse. You cut every single program except for energy, transportation. You cut every czar. You take it back to the states' rights. All we have is executive, judicial, and legislative. You cut everything, and you go back to the states. And then you actually lower the debt ceiling.
Good idea. Thank you. Casey Anthony up next on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Nature's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Nature's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATRON, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Next up here on our countdown, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio, Casey Anthony. Here from CNN, Dr. Drew Pinsky talks to correspondent Jane Velez Mitchell about Casey Anthony and all the offers and deals that seem to be disappearing now.
What do you think? Is she going to sell her story?
Well, I certainly think she would love to. I think her attorneys want her to lay low for the time being, for the foreseeable future. And I do believe they're going to whisk her away from Orlando to a quiet place where they would like her to hide out. I don't know if she's going to. She's been quoted as saying that she loves the media, that she was upset when there were clouds and the helicopters couldn't fly over, that she'd love to talk to Howard Stern. So at a certain point, she may decide, I'm not going to listen to my attorneys, and I'm going to go and go out there. And then the paparazzi may grab a shot of her. That first shot is going to be worth a lot of money, but they won't pay her if they grab her and they see her out in public. And she doesn't arrange for that shot to be taken. So she has to have some advisor who is going to advise her through this minefield. And remember, there's going to be a lot of blowback to any major corporation that makes a big deal with her and hands her a boatload of money. Remember the If I Did It fiasco with O.J. Simpson's book. So there's a lot of problems on both sides of this equation. It's not going to be as easy as anyone thinks.
Right. That is very interesting that anybody who should attempt to exploit this could get themselves in some big trouble here. Also, I think what you were referring to, Jane, was something that was told to me by Tracy, Leonard Padilla's associate who babysat, so to speak, Casey, mm-hmm. back in 2008. And yes, there Casey was gleeful about the media attention and seemed to sort of be let down when the spotlight was off her. So I agree with you. I think she's likely to bring it on, no matter what other people tell her, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. She's a young woman who her parents couldn't control, and certainly she listened to her attorneys because her life was on the line. Now that her life is not on the line, and remember, she's been in solitary confinement for about 3 years. That means she's been alone for 23 hours a day. Her whole life was motivated by the desire to go out partying. That's what got her into this jam in the first place. So the idea that she's going to remain just absolutely quiet and under wraps, that may hold for a while, but eventually she's going to get the itch to go out there, and I think we are going to see her.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And there's still a lot of discussion about Casey Anthony and whether she's going to have deals, what happens when she gets out of prison, et cetera, et cetera. Here's our radio man, Bill Carroll, with jury consultant Susan Constantine about the jury foreman who's been doing a lot of interviewing recently.
Let's talk about the jury foreman. We haven't had this conversation on or off the air. My read on him hearing him talk is this guy is one of those, I mean, he kept using the word numerous times, numerous of events, uh-huh. You know, that kind of, high school kind of, my dad used to call it union English, you know, when they want to try smarter than they are. But I read him as a really arrogant guy who thinks the smartest guy in the room. Now, you're a jury consultant and you read juries. What was your take on him throughout the trial and how does that compare to what I'm saying now?
Oh, I have a whole lot to share with you. I knew he would be the jury foreman. In fact, I think I shared that on the show, that juror number, the jury foreman, juror number 11 would be, 12 would be the jury foreman. And, the coach, and I said, you know, he'd be able to rally up the team. But let me tell you something. He was so interested in what was going on around the courtroom, looking up into the galley, which is we were up there, and constantly was looking up there to see who was looking at him. And then you're right. You really pin the tail on the donkey, because he would take on what we call this dominant stance, and he would put his hands behind his neck, and he kind of sprawl out and look up there, and he really thought he was the movie star. But you know, when people use the word numerous and they don't tell you specifics, then you know what, I have a real problem with that. Just in that statement analysis, and all, tell me something specific that we can hang on to, because quite frankly, I knew he was going to be the foreman, and he was the right one to rally up that team, and he was going to be a loud voice. In fact, he was very loud non-verbally. And what I mean by that is he was sitting up in an action stand. He was always ready to go for it. He did that because he wanted to fluff his feathers like a peacock in front of everyone so he would be noticed. So that does not surprise me that he is a jury foreman. You know, I'm very disappointed in the jury's verdict, as many are. And the problem is, like he and all the others, majority of them didn't take, you know, good notes. And how could they possibly have not had any questions for 10 hours in deliberation? I've never worked on any case, especially of this high profile, where anyone or where the jurors do not come back with a question or two. So I knew it was either going to be not guilty or first-degree murder.
All right, here is host Terry Ware with Diane Fanning, who is the only person to have written a book about the Anthony case.
How did you get interested in this case, interested enough to sit down and author the book Mommy's Little Girl?
Well, Trey, I saw the story of the missing child. I was drawn to it. I mean, there were so many pictures of little Kaylee, and it seemed so tragic. And at first, I wanted to believe that there would be a happy outcome to this story. And when that hope faded, I first believed it was an accident. And then the evidence started coming out. And in October, when Casey was arrested, the following day, the editor at St. Martin's asked me if I would write this book. And since I was already emotionally committed as a member of the public, it was easy for me to say yes.
Since that time, of course, and since the verdict the other day, you have been on tons of media. I understand you just wrapped up with a French station as well. So
yes.
Worldwide attention this case is drawing, right?
Yes, it is. It's just amazing. And I think a lot of it is because people are just captivated by something that sets our whole notion of motherhood on its head.
Let me play a little bit of an interview from Terry Moran at ABC News with juror number 3, Jennifer Ford. Here's what Ms. Ford had to say.
Why were you crying after you handed down a not guilty verdict on murder?
Not guilty doesn't mean innocent. It doesn't mean innocent.
How do you feel about that, that you may have let a woman who murdered her own daughter walk off that charge?
It doesn't feel good. It was a horrible decision to have to make, but I had to do it based on the law.
Okay, so Diane, your feedback, it appears that the jurors, at least this one and one other that was an alternate that we heard from, they said, listen, it was the only finding we could under the law as it was laid out to us.
You know, Trey, 2 years ago, I read the forensic reports. I took them part piece by piece and came to the determination that the duct tape was the murder weapon. And I really think that there was not sufficient time for that jury to give a review of the documents that they had presented in evidence. And I think had they sat down and taken the time to carefully review the documents that I did, that they would have reached a different conclusion.